and do before. Is this right?
Yeah. You can shut it.
Okay. Tov Reish Lametet Al Kol Adam La'amid Sulaman. Everybody has to be ma'amid their own sulam. B'mispar ma'amorim medayik ha'sfas emes b'parashatena z'loshan ha'kosu v'hine sulam mutzav arza. Right, the Sfas Emes was giving over this all of the Shal Shudas, Joshua, so all over all the years, also the Tisha, Shal Shudas, so he kept on talking about v'hine sulam mutzav arza. But ma'amazeh mismagid, it's as many different understandings of v'hine sulam mutzav arza, that there was a sulam that was that had feet on the ground. Hasfas Emes ala teva mutzav. What does it mean, mutzav arza? Shenichtava bizman hova. Hova, it's presently the mutzav arza. It was mutzav. No, it's mutzav. It's standing. This hine sulam that's standing, that stood. No, standing mutzav. Vod kol sipur chalom nichta b'torah v'zman avar. The whole story of it, Yaakov's dream, is in the previous tense. In the lashon avar. V'avil chora nitzav hu avil lemichtav. It should have said v'hine sulam nitzav. It stood arza. What is mutzav arza in the present tense? Reishis yeshiv chon ma'al sulam. So we first understand. What's a sulam? The sulam yesh rosh v'yesh raglayim. There's a top of a sulam and there's a bottom of a sulam. But bein reish l'raglav yeshan shlivot. There are shlivot. There are steps. Hashlivot ein derech la'alos la'madrigal madrigal b'malas ha'sulam. V'amanas la'agir l'rosh ha'sulam yesh avar koch ha'lamadrigal sachas. We have to go through madrigal. We have to get from the bottom to the top. We have to go on each madrigal, each step. Nitin la'agir l'gova misuyam ha'gova nidrash. Ide nitzob mispar chelki asher shlivus lemechtu l'shlishu l'rvi. We have to go up each sulam asher Yaakov vino mesamel sa'odem atzah. The sulam of Yaakov represents each person. Ala adam ladas each person has on ki al af shiraglav netuas baris. Even though his feet are standing on the ground, and he's down to the laws of gravity that his feet are in the ground. Rosh migir shemaim. The rosh is migir the shemaim. Al afshu guf basar v'dam gashmi, that even though we're guf basar v'dam gashmi, and we like kugel, and we like sleep, and we like other things, that's what we're about. No, l'memshel zayetz v'nimtzer ba'olam azeh shov tachton adayin gluma ba'yichod v'afshon lisalas l'giyadei morim. No, roshim migil shemaim. We could still roshim migil shemaim, even though that we have simple taivas. Our nature seems to always go with gashmi's things. We do have Rosh HaMegir Shemayim. We have within us the abilities to reach the high levels. HaTikun HaMushlam Shel HaAdam Hu HaAgol Merumin HaSolam. And the Tikun of man, what man has to go through his life, is to go through this ladder. B'sulam Atzmo Malachim Elokim Olim V'yordim HaMalachim Olim Kim L'malo B'malo V'chashivas Ma'adam V'yachas L'gufo. The Malachim are Olim. Why are they Olim? Because they're higher than the Guf of man. The Malachim, there's no Guf. And they keep on going up. Ah, what about the Malachim Yordim? But there's less holy Malachim, less that the Malachim like men? No. Achim gam b'chinas Yordim came lemata b'malas b'chashivas ha'adam b'yachas l'rucho v'nishmasa. But on the other end, at the same time, where Malach is so holy and there's no goof and there's no struggle and there's no conflict between goof and neshama, yet they're also Yordim, they're also lower than man, because they don't have a neshama. Within man's neshama is all the olamos alyonim. A malach can take a message from the olamos alyonim, bring rain, heal the sick. But they can't create that ratzon of the olamos alyonim to heal the sick. Who can do that? That's man, because our neshama is connected to the olamos alyonim. We have within us a connection to the olamos alyonim, therefore we can affect the olamos alyonim. That's the whole theme of Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, that we have the ability to affect our machshava, dibur, ma'aseh, have the ability to affect the olam sal yonim. A malach can't affect the olam sal yonim. They can only take commands and they do it. But they don't affect the olam sal yonim because their being is not connected to all the four worlds. Gufo shel adam nochus v'shafel ach nishmos el kus na'alem. Ha'adam u'b'chines mahalich. V'cholto la'alem mishlivas l'rosa ad rosh ha'sulim ha'chalil ha'lipo. We have the ability to go up, 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 madrigal. Apidarku machar asas emes as a klal ves a prat v'urgam b'chadam mechta. Niten la'amen et asulim kesemel l'chlal ha'min ha'enoshi, ach gam niten la'avinu kesemel ala odem prati. We can understand the sulim as mankind in general, and we can understand the sulim as an individual person. Ha'olam kulu chayv v'tapes b'mala ha'sulam v'nishav v'tikun ha'sholim. Ach gam kol ha'odim v'odim hu olam mole v'yesh bo es ha'kol ha'madrigas ha'sulim kulan. On one hand, we have to climb the ladder. On the other hand, we have to understand that we're living in a complex life, and we can't just fly up the ladder. We have to go rung by rung by rung by rung. Struggle after struggle, after conflict, after paradox, after this, after that. We have to go by the ladder. Mutzav nichna bizman hove v'lo nitzav mishikvar ayomim ki kol adam michal dor v'dor sulam mutzav b'mutzav. And that's why it says mutzav b'hove. Sulam mutzav arza, that this is a constant sulam that we're constantly going up and down, olam v'yordim bo. Hamadubar einum b'cholim histori. It's not a historical, remember Yaakov's dream, it's telling what's within each man. Each day of life that we're going through, that we have a sulam mutzav artzav rogiv mishamayim, that on one hand we have the goof that's pulling us down to the earth, but we, on the other hand, we could go shlav, shlav, step, step, and reach Rosh HaMigei Shamayim, we could reach Adei Moro, we can affect Olam HaSel Yonim, each word of us, we're not just little people, we're not just a little, when we do an action, when we say a speech, we're not just affecting our little world, we're affecting great, great, great worlds, where our neshama is connected to the Knesset Yisrael, which is the all the neshama is put together. The first thing that Yaakov did when he woke up is Vayar, he feared. He's full of fear. What was he so afraid of? What did he see in the dream that he got so fear? After all, he said, Hashem is going to watch you. I will be there. I will be there to watch you. I will be there to guard you. So why are you waking up with fear? Because he saw Rosh HaMigei Shemayim. So what's he fearing? That I have so much potential inside of me. I could reach L'Shmei Morim. That all of this reality of this world depends on Olam HaSel Yonim. And I affect Olam HaSel Yonim. Rosh HaMigei Shemayim. Mileo Soach Akarah Zu Biyur Gdola. And he had this Akarah, it's Biyur Gdola. I think there's a piece from Rav Dessler. Why don't we have fear on the Yom Noraim? Because we don't truly believe that we can affect the world. We don't truly believe that we could bring the rain. We don't truly believe that we can heal the sick, that with our Diburim we can heal the sick. We don't believe that our mices can have such an effect in this world. And because we don't believe it, there's no Yira here, because there's nothing much at stake here. But if we knew that was at stake, and Yaakov Avinu understood, Rosh HaMigei Shamayim, do you know how much at stake of my life? What am I making of my life? I can be affecting the Olam HaSel Yonim. What am I doing? That is the proper response to seeing Rosh HaMigei Shamayim. The more great we think we are, we don't always say, hey, I'm great, hey, you bring the paparazzis, I'm amazing. No, that's a person who feels like he can do nothing in this world. But a person who feels that he really has a mission in this world, there's no time to walk around saying, take pictures of myself waving and I'm going, there's work to be done. And I'm fearing that I'm not going to fulfill my potential. I'm not going to affect the Olam HaSel Yonim like I can. What happens after Yaakov Avinu has his fear? And Shasemis explains his fear is that what could I be? How much potential could it be? How much I'm supposed to be? And Yaakov took the neder that if you save me and bring me back. When Yaakov saw that everything's talui in him, that the Olam HaSel Yonim are talui in him, because that's what the Olam HaSel Yonim, right? The pasuk says, Yaakov chevel nachlato. Yaakov is a rope of his inheritance, meaning in all. That both the Baal Tanya explains and the Nefesh HaChaim explain, like a rope. When you have a rope below that's connected above, when I go like when I move it like this, what happens to the rope? It starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Meaning the real effect of moving one little rope here is up Shemaim. So too Yaakov Nechal. Yaakov, the lower neshama in us. Yaakov represents the lower neshama. So represents the higher neshama, right? We are connected to the higher neshama, and every movement we have here, every dibur, every machshava, every maisa, has great effect in Olam HaSel Yonim. And we realize that everything, and how we affect Olam HaSel Yonim depends on how the Olam HaSel Yonim affect the world. Is there going to be famine? Is there going to be rain? Is there going to be a tsunami? All that. Shuv lo haya yochel istapik b'shtaltuz atzmo regilu b'shmir m'otzo min ha'cheit hu ra tzorich legayes es kol ma sheyesh lo legader es atzmo b'neder m'chudash amna shelo yistem min ha'derech v'lo yipo min ha'sulim. He takes a neder. Why does he take a neder? Because he's not so sure of himself. He says, Hashem, please promise me. There's so much I have to accomplish. It's not so simple to be Yaakov Avinu, and especially Yaakov Avinu. But no one's simple. No one has a simple mission. Daniel, Elon, you don't have a simple mission. For either Yaakov Neder, he takes a Neder out of like this fear, like out of this desperation, like maybe I'm not going to do it. Zot v'od ha'avona sha'adam enu matzui b'makom echad v'enu nitzav b'madrega mesuyem b'li lelechet he shedoch v'osol endor Neder. The madrega bahu ha'matzui ha'yaakov avinu muftach v'avtach l'kus. And then Hashem, he was zochet to Hashem saying, "Vinei Anochi Imach, I am with you." And if you come to Ishkodesh tonight, we'll talk about the word Anochi. What's Anochi? I am with you, because Hashem says before, and a few pesukim before that, it says Ani, I will be with you, and then it says Anochi. What Anochi? Ach ba'avinu shebechol eis yesh lahav madrega. We have to understand. We always have to go over the madrega. Ve'inderech yom etmol kishol yom echad. There is no avoda today. That was yesterday. It's a new ring today. There's no like the Babich Rebbe. I built a mikvah. I built a mikvah. What would the Babich Rebbe say? It's a new one. He's going to be 10 mikvahs. There's never an end. There's never an end to accomplishment. There's never this time we get to kick back and say, "I did it. Finished. Done. That." Heaven ki tzarich siyat neshmayim yuched al kol neder es nidu, and that's why Yaakov understood that he needs a lot of siyat neshmayim to go up the ladder, and that's why right after the dream, it's why Yidu Yaakov neder says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I need your help. I can't do it alone." So really, a person who feels greatness doesn't feel like he could do it alone. It's the opposite. People you think that are great, they could do it all alone. They're not great. People understand that the greatness and the potential understand they need. They need Hashem's help in this. And this experience humbled Yaakov because he saw Rosh Megiya Shemayim. He saw Rosh Megiya Shemayim. How much I have to do in this world. Hila Sulam Mutzav Arza. And so too, that's in present tense to tell us. In our lives also, we have a Sulam Mutzav Arza, Rosh Megiya Shemayim. We have a goof, we have bodily needs, we have physical needs, we have taivas, we live very, very complex lives. But in the end, Our goal is to reach Rosh Megiya Shemayim. How do we do that? Through total year in Pachad. That I have so much inside of me. I have so much to give. I got to bring it out to this world. Maybe I'm not to the point that Yaakov takes a neder. Takes a neder. Help me out here. So we should all put up our own sulam and walk in sulam. Shlam, shlam, shav. Mutzav Arza. On one hand, it's mutzavarta. Our feet have to be on the ground. We're not going to accomplish anything. But Rosh Hashanah, we should always have great she'ifos for great things.